Okay, so you're an art teacher, and you teach, do you teach Westwood and Bales?
I used to for my first year when I started teaching. Now I'm just at Westwood.
Okay. Okay, nice.
So you're with like the littles.
Yes, pre-3 second grade.
So I love the littles. Anytime I go to Westwood, I'm like, let me go with the smallest little kids.
They're so cute.
They are adorable. Okay, so welcome to season 4, episode 10 of Friendswood ISD's The Podcast with your district communication specialist, me, Sophia. You may notice that our wonderful host, Miss Kelsey Goals, is missing from today's episode, and that's because she's now on maternity leave after welcoming her sweet baby girl. We're very happy for her. Annabelle Grace Goals is her name.
Aww.
And while we'll miss her dearly, we're so excited for this new chapter in her life, and we can't wait to have her back at the end of the school year. We're so glad you are joining us today as we dive into all things FISD, share updates, stories, and insights from around our district. Whether you're a student, parent, teacher, or community member, we're so glad you're tuning in. Today, we are joined by art teacher McKenna Gianfortone?
Yes, so close. Gianfortone.
Yeah. Gotcha. I knew I was saying that wrong.
It's okay.
To discuss everything you need to know about our new book club in the district, Friendswood Families Book Club. So welcome, McKenna.
Thank you.
Can you share a little about yourself as a role as art teacher at Westwood?
Yeah. So a little bit about me. I'm from Friendswood. Both my husband and I are 12-year seniors. We grew up here. We met at Friendswood High School. And I went off to the University of Texas at Austin, and he graduated from Texas A&M and went on to get his master's from OU. So that's been like a fun family rivalry. And he went into energy law, and I went into art direction for a few years. And so I did that for about 4 years. And I wanted to kind of transition into something that would allow more involvement on my part should we, like, you know, grow our family someday, which we ended up having 3 little girls. And so switching to teaching was wonderful because now I get to spend my summers with them. And
are you
the
are they with at Westwood or?
So my oldest Frances is. She's in the FISD employee pre-K program there, and that's been so great. We get to have the mornings and afternoons together, and I'm on lunch duty while she's eating lunch. So it's been just wonderful.
So you have 3 little babies.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So 5, 2, and 1.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Will they probably follow the same, go to Westwood? And
yeah. So even if I wasn't teaching, we're zoned to Westwood, so they would go there. But that's the plan, is that they all go through there. And teaching has been just a wonderful part of my life. One of the things that really is meaningful to me as an art teacher is art is like this really creative, special place that builds confidence in kids. And I love getting to see them be creative and thrive in a way that maybe they hadn't yet in school. And so I love that confidence building aspect of being an art teacher, and I love making the kids laugh, although sometimes it's a tough crowd, so you have to kind of roll with it. But I love making them laugh. I love building those relationships and learning about them. And when we build the relationships with each other, it helps me make the art more relevant to them because they can use that and their personal experiences in their art, which special because you don't get to do that
sure.
in all subjects.
I feel like it's such a subjective subject as well. So, you know, it's not like math where it's you miss a number or a formula and the whole thing goes out the door. It's,
right.
There's a lot more freedom in it.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that depends on the medium that you're doing. But at the same time, you know, it is something you can do at home without parental help. And
yes.
It's fun also.
Yeah.
That being said, so you are the art teacher, but you guys came up with this book club idea.
Yes. So being a teacher and a parent, especially with Frances entering in, my perspective of, you know, schooling and family life it's changing a little bit just because I'm looking at it from a different angle. And so at the beginning of the school year, I was looking for kind of just more parent teacher partnership opportunities, like if there was a group where I could get involved in a way, not PTO necessarily, but just in a way I could look at how are we making healthy choices for our kids and what they're learning, how they're learning it, and how can we help mental health and just grow as not just helping like set things up, but help grow the kids and grow our families to be better and to be happier.
Sure.
And so I had met with a few families, a lot of coworkers, and at a few of those meetings, we have discussed many things, but at the meeting where this book club was discussed, I actually missed. And so I had seen in the notes that Lauren Ambo and Lauren and Thad can kind of touch more on their insight to their initial concept. But I had seen in the notes that Lauren had this idea of doing a book club, and I loved it because what a great way to just build friends and
meet people community. In the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And have other families help each other out. And the idea about doing The Anxious Generation was thrown around, and we had just started reading that book as like a team book study for my specials team that's like PE and library and art and music and GT and ESL. And so we're working on that right now, actually. And so when I saw that,
The teachers and everyone's reading it in the school.
On my team. So
on your team.
Yeah. So as teams, we kind of can work with our own professional development to what's relevant to our group. And so we had decided on reading that book because the school board had, you know, been reading it and sharing that they had been reading it and felt it was a good read. So we were like, well, let's try that. And so I saw Lauren had mentioned it, and I was like, oh, I wonder where that's going. So I met with Lauren and Thad, and we kind of discussed how that could be brought to life. And so that's kind of what got the ball rolling.
Cool. So for those of you who don't know, Lauren Ambo is our assistant superintendent of teaching and learning. And I know you guys all know who our superintendent is, Thad Rower. But along with McKenna, they're going to all be spearheading this new Friendswood Family Book Club that is centered around The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt as the first book. And so this club is open to FISD staff and families. What do you hope to the participants gain from the discussions that we have around? We're breaking this down by chapter, correct?
Yes. So I think there's a few meetings that we've planned to clump some of the chapters, but this first meeting, which is tomorrow, we're super excited about that, is just the first chapter. And we have lots of hopes and dreams for this, but essentially, the first goal I would think would be forming relationships between families in the community and kind of giving someone for us to, you know, each other to lean on and
bounce ideas and maybe advice and every family is different. Yeah. So I assume that, you know, even if you don't have the same family situation, you never know what could happen in the future. Maybe.
Yeah. And it can, you know, I think having different perspectives is super valuable because it can be like, oh, okay, I'm doing okay. Or, oh, wow, they're going through that too. And, or seeing someone who maybe has gone through this before and has like, hey, I had that struggle too. This is what worked for us. Or, hey, this did not work for us. And so I think having just a community to bounce those off of is really great. And then ultimately our hope would be for the benefit of the kids. We would like to see, I mean, that's why everyone would attend, right? We want our kids to benefit from actions and habits that have stemmed from discussions that happened at the book club.
Sure. And I guess I should have prefaced it with, can we tell the audience a little bit about what this book is about? The Anxious Generation. What does that even mean?
Okay. So there's so much in this book. It is such a good read. It's hard to even like wrap it all up into a nutshell, but there's a few themes that we'll be discussing even at this first meeting. But essentially, it's about the great rewiring of childhood and how we've kind of switched from a play-based childhood to a device-based trauma-based childhood and the effects that we're seeing on our kids and where that's going to lead society. And so some of the themes that we're planning on discussing are cultural shifts, technology and mental health, freedom versus safety. And then there's four new norms, which the author discusses in the book, which kind of help not just analyze what has happened, but like, where can we go from here?
And I feel like I could argue that someone like me, and I'll age myself right here, or de-age myself, should I say, because I am this generation. I was born 1998, so I am Generation Z. And I think that the little bit that I have read about this book, and I've listened to some podcasts about what people have to say about it, is I think I could benefit from this book club too.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like it's not just, you know, you may listen to this as parents, but, you know, I guess could they bring their generation, their teenagers along as well, if they're interested?
I think there's so much from any age that you can learn. I mean, even just talking to my 5-year-old about it, like we talk about our screen time and how it affects how we're feeling, mm-hmm. and you know, what type of screen time is necessary, or is there something that we should be doing instead? Like, should we be, you know, turning off that TV and going outside and running around or playing, or, you know, just getting that social interaction. And even from an adult, like I just missed the cutoff for Gen Z. And even still, just knowing like, okay, when I get home, I need to put my phone down. Mm-hmm. Work can stay there, you know, and I'm going to be fully present with my girls until they go to bed. And just thinking about those things that maybe haven't been discussed yet.
Yeah, I feel like our whole world now has a problem with like being where your feet are, mm-hmm. because we have these devices in our pockets all the time and the notifications are going off all day. I saw some statistic where some people get like thousands of notifications.
Yes, it's wild.
It's wild. So, you know, whether those are good or bad, they're going to affect your mood.
Yeah.
I would think so. If you're reading some crazy headlines. So I feel like a lot of people, me included, use phones to decompress, but mm-hmm. are you really even decompressing?
Right.
So screen time does have an effect on you in that sense. So as far as not what the book is about, but the structure of this book club, can you walk us through how the book club meetings, like dates, location, and kind of like, is everyone going to be sitting in a circle, or how's that going to work?
So we've structured this so it should be bi-monthly. That's twice a month. And we've alternated Wednesdays and Thursdays in case you've got something on Wednesdays. Maybe you can make the Thursday meetings. It's very casual. If you want to bring your food or your dinner, like bring it. The first meeting will have snacks. It's going to be 5 to 7. We figured that would give families time to, you know, get their kids where they need to go and then get them dinner and then pick them up and get to have bedtime with your kids. So there's that. And then, yes, we do plan for it to be kind of like a circle. We're going to have some small group discussions, and mostly it's going to be trying to just dive into the reading and discuss it and figure out, okay, what can we do? How can we use what we've read and make changes in our lives?
Awesome. If someone is on the fence about joining, or maybe like they're, you know, I don't really know anyone, but I've read the book. What would you say to them to get them to come to the book club on? Is tomorrow evening, correct?
Yes, tomorrow evening. Please come. Please just show up. And then if you might be surprised to see someone that you do know. And then also it's a great opportunity to make friends. Know that I'm a little nervous too. And that if you have any suggestions about how we can make the book club run smoother or better ideas, it's all about learning and growing. So I'm open to feedback. And please come. You can wear whatever it was you were wearing that day. It could be sweats. It could be a suit. If you're coming from work, just show up.
And if we wanted to learn more about this book club, is there anywhere online right now that's can they reach out to you, I guess, at your email?
We don't have like a book club website or anything fancy like that, but reaching out to me with my district email, or even Lauren Ambo, her district email, we are email should be listed on like the school district website.
Definitely. And I think that would be Westwood. If you go to
our schools from
the art section.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be it.
Well, cool. Well, I'm so excited to have you here today and talk about that book. And I'm going to be reading along with you guys, I think, because I got really interested just doing the little research that I have done. And I'm excited to see how this plays out over the rest of the semester and all the people that will get to know each other. And I'll be there tomorrow night as well.
Yay.
Snapping some pictures. So
wonderful.
Thank you so much, McKenna.
Yes. Thank you for having me.